Blog Talk Radio.
Setting your soul free today. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. And, you know, brilliance is in the basics. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times when humanity surges with uncontrolled certainty, doubt, and fear. How's that life working for you? Are you everything you want to be? Are you exactly where you are in this life? Where you want to be in this life? Hello. I haven't had enough coffee yet, but this is Carol Ann. You know, it is so much time to awaken to these timeless truths and to take transition to transformation and be a conscious soul. You know, let's get some peace and love and empowerment in our world and set our own personal soul free and have that paradigm shift. So, you know, let's do this destiny creation purpose with passion, and it's just time for so many different things. Hope everyone is, excuse me, having a great day. I'm still a little waking up here because it's Sunday morning, and you know, not that I did anything too exciting, you know, last night. I did go to church. It was pretty awesome. The pastor spoke about surrender, and, you know, You pray and petition, but then you surrender, and there's the power in the surrender, and we've talked about that on our show here, and it was just a really, I could have given the sermon, so it was a really good sermon. It's just truthful, awesome stuff, and I'm going to surrender to the Joe right now and have a swig of coffee. And, you know, there is a difference between happiness and just going, you know, being happy and satisfied and pleasure. You know, pleasure is a short-lived thing, but happiness, true happiness, takes you through the storms when they're the roughest. So, just some really interesting things. Of course, the computer today, I didn't go ahead and take time to really get it all booted up. But let's go into our 100 Days of Excellence, 100 Days of Success. This is from the book 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People by Niven. And it says, remember the task and forget the rankings. How would you react if everyone in your office was being taught a new procedure and you felt completely lost about how it worked? Most people said they would hide their ignorance from their coworkers. This means that for most people, not letting anyone know they needed help, most people do not let people know when they need help. So it is more important to them than finding out what they need to know. So it says here, what is your two priorities? Is it to cleverly trick your colleagues into believing you know everything, or is it to learn what you need to know to get your job done well? And then it says here, researchers have found that fascinating change takes place in school children. When they begin their studies strong and weak, students show an equal willingness to ask questions when they do not understand. However, as they get older and begin to understand their relative position in the class, students, especially weaker students, become reluctant to ask questions and reveal what they do not know. So that's a timeless principle right there. That's really empowering. And it's to ask more and better questions. I'm going to ask a question why my eyes are like itching out of my head and why I'm sneezing. I think it's probably because of allergies. But, yeah, so happiness versus pleasure. happiness is that eternal thing. You could just be happy and satisfied everywhere you know, are. Pleasure is that momentary, like, excuse me, rush. And I'm sorry if I'm sneezing today. It's just the way it is. But, that surrender thing last night was just awesome. And we did talk a little bit about, I think, going higher spiritually. When you get, you know, you gain greater knowledge and spiritual power. And he went into Matthew when Matthew was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying to God, if you could take this cup, and like they say, the cup represents trials and tribulations in the Bible. If you could take this cup from me. But then when he, you know, when he was in the garden and Judas turned him in, he knew that that was his cup to fulfill. So, you know, surrender. You know, God, you ask, you know, God, if you could do this for me, and God, if you can't do this for me, then you just have to. In acceptance, there's peace, man. Sometimes in acceptance, there's peace. And in surrender, there's power. So, you know, sometimes, you know, your life's in a crisis, and, you know, you keep asking God for something, and it's not coming fast enough, and that can make you question your beliefs. And it's like the dark night of the soul and the valleys which you enter to discover the new higher reality that you've never seen before. It's those darkest points in your life that you realize your personal power if you be still, okay? And that really is the truth of the matter. But you have to surrender. Sometimes you just got to say to yourself, I can't do this. I can't do this on my own. And the higher you go, the more you're going to have to surrender, you know? Because physically, you cannot do everything yourself. So, you know, don't be a slave to your thoughts, your emotions. Surrender, and then there's your power right there. So that's a really timeless truth. And gosh, I wish I wasn't so congestified. This is not fun today, but it is what it is. It's a beautiful day here in the Chicagoland area, too, I will say. And we are very close to the election time. Is anybody watching anything going on? I find the things to be interesting. I find all this WikiLeaks stuff coming out to be compelling. I just feel that we the people need more freedom in our lives. And if you're in America, you know, make a conscious vote. If you want change, vote for change. You know, this is just nuts. This is nuts. You ever just follow the money, too, in politics. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, let's get back to old school James Allen here. And today is the 23rd of October already. Holy cow. Wow. It's the 23rd of October, so we're going to go into our James Allen day by day. I don't know if I feel like doing the James Allen whatchamacallit today. There's the other one that we were going through, From Poverty to Power. I'm just trying to find the date here. It was queued up. It was queued up, but I goofed. Here we go. Here's the thought for the morning. October 23rd. He who has conquered doubt and fear has conquered failure. His every thought is allied with power, and all difficulties are bravely met and wisely overcome. His purposes are seasonably planted, and they bloom and bring forth fruit, which does not fall prematurely to the ground. Thought allied fearlessly to purpose becomes creative force. He who knows this is ready to become something higher and stronger than a mere bundle of wavering thoughts and fluctuating sensations. He who does this has become the conscious and intelligent wielder of his mental powers. You know what? Conquer your thoughts. Don't be your own worst enemy. Don't be your own slave. Have peace with God. Then you will have peace with yourself, and then you'll have peace with others. Just grab onto this peace. Just surrender. Thought allied fearlessly to purpose becomes creative force. Instead of just thinking about this and that, what is the purpose? Create a purpose around your thoughts to make things happen. So, very interesting things. Very interesting things. Interesting. By the way, I don't know if anybody knows, the Chicago Cubbies did win last night. They're going to the World Series against the Indians. Yay. So it's kind of exciting. Being from Chicago, of course, I'm a Chicago fan. So let's have the meditation for the day. You know what? Hey, that was their purpose. They were so close last year. Now this year, it's the year. They finally went. They could actually take it home. So obviously, they were focused after last year's season to win this thing. So here's our meditation for today. Cease to tread every byway of dependence, every winding sideway that tempts thy soul into shadowland of past and future, and manifest thy native and divine strength. Come out into the open road. God, it sounds like a Harley commercial, right? Come out to the open road. That's pretty cool. I bet Harley got it from them, because they were actually, the Harley brothers was right around this time that they were creating the motorcycle. Sorry, I'm not feeling phenomenal today, so I'm trying to be a pro and muscle through it. That which you would be and hope to be, you may be now. A non-accomplishment resides in your perpetual postponement, and having the power to postpone, you also have the power to accomplish, to perpetually accomplish. Realize this truth, and you shall be today and every day the ideal man of whom you dreamed. Act now, and lo, all things are done. Live now, and behold, thou art in the midst of plenty. Be now, and know that thou art perfect. Holiness consists in leaving sin unnoticed and ignored to die by the wayside. Interesting. Interesting. It's like, get it done. Just do it now. See, I personally, I can be the queen of procrastination, perpetually procrastinating. That is an interesting thing, yes. And we all know procrastination does not lead to success. Really, it does not. So, man's true place, here's the thought for the evening. Man's true place in the cosmos is that of a king, not a slave, a commander under the law of good, and not a helpless tool in the region of evil. I write for men, not for babes, for those who are eager to learn and earnest to achieve, for those who will put away for a world's good, a petty personal indulgence, a selfish desire, a mean thought, and live on as though it was not, self-craving regret. Man is a master. If he were not, he could not act contrary to law. Evil and weakness are self-destructive. The universe is girt with goodness and strength, and it protects the good and the strong. The angry man is a weak man. Very interesting. That was really good. I write for men, not for babes. So be a master of your thoughts. Be a master of your own mind, your decisions, the things that come out of you. Very important. Do not be a slave, you know. I like what he says here. I write for men and not for babes. It's kind of like, this is meaty stuff. This isn't stuff that are just new to the law of attraction principle. This is probably like more mature, even like that whole surrender piece. I mean, I think when you finally reach a certain level of spiritual maturity, you do realize that surrender is power, you know. Very interesting. Ooh, I am scratching my eyes here, friends. Do you do your gratitude today? Every day is a day to be grateful and always create from excellence. There's goodness in all things. Just awaken, and you can manifest your dreams. So, and try and do it every day. do it for 21 days. Do it for, you know, it becomes a habit after 21 days. So do it every day. We'll go through it. We do our daily thoughts with James Allen here. Hopefully before you even get out of bed while you're still in that lucid state of dreaming, you're thanking and praising. I mean, I actually caught myself in lucid dreaming today. I was like, oh, this is what they talk about with lucid dreaming. Pretty cool. So very nice stuff, very interesting. Sorry, my eyes are just so funny. But remember, the more we do this, the more we're building those neural pathways every day, building those neural pathways to help you create your ideal life. And every morning you wake up, you're grateful, you're thankful, you say yes. You know, it's good to be alive. I said today when I was in bed trying to wake up, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, right? So we were doing From Poverty to Power, and we went through our first lesson yesterday and on the path to prosperity, and that was the lesson of evil. And you really have to know what evil is, you know. You have to know if there's a pleasure out there that's slowly taking you prisoner, you know. So that's just something very interesting to write down. Write that key factor down, you know. Is your pleasure making you a prisoner? Because if you could see something that, if it be an alcohol, or if it be a food addiction, or a person, addiction to other, you know, another person, is that pleasure making you a prisoner? Well, that's going to be your path to evil and to poverty. So we want to go to... we want to go from poverty to power to prosperity. So the lesson of evil. Now here's where we're at now. We're in this part where it says, the world is a reflex of mental states. What you are, so is your word. Everything in the universe is resolved into your own inward experience. It matters little what is without, for it is all reflection of your own state of consciousness. This is so meaty. Like he said, this is meaty stuff. So buckle up, buckle in. I'm going to blow my nose real quick. Sorry. Allergy season, my goodness. That's probably why I'm feeling so weird, too. And I don't take anything for it, so there you go. It matters everything what you are within, for everything without will be mirrored and colored accordingly. All that you positively know is contained in your own experience. All that you will ever know must pass through a gateway of experience so to become a part of yourself. Your own thoughts, desires, aspirations comprise your world. And to you, all there is a universe of beauty, joy, and bliss, or of ugliness, sorrow, and pain. It's all contained within yourself. But your own thoughts, you make or mar your life, your world, your universe. As you build within by power of thought, so will your outward life and circumstances shape themselves accordingly. Whatsoever you harbor in the most inmost chambers of your heart will sooner or later be inevitable law of reaction shape itself into your outward life. The soul that is impure, sordid, and selfish is gravitating with unerring precision toward misfortune and catastrophe. The soul that is pure, unselfish, and noble is gravitating with equal precision towards happiness and prosperity. No selfishness. Every soul attracts its own, and nothing can possibly come to it that does not belong to it. To realize this, recognize the universality of the divine law. The incidents of every human life, which both make and mar, are drawn to it by the quality and power of its own inner thought. Every soul is a complex combination of gathered experiences and thoughts, and the body is but an improvised vehicle for its manifestation. What, therefore, your thoughts are, that is your real self and the world around, both animate and inanimate, was the aspect with which your thoughts clothe it. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. It's founded on thoughts and it's made up of our thoughts. Thus said Buddha. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. It is founded by our thoughts. It is made up of our thoughts. That's what the Buddha said. And therefore, follows that if a man is happy, it's because he dwells in happy thoughts. If miserable, because he dwells in despondent and debilitating thoughts. Well, there you go. Thoughts are things. But we also had a little bit of contrary to that, because it's not just the thoughts. It's the energy we put, the emotion and the energy we put behind the thoughts, and then the action. Because if you just have a quick thought, you could take it captive and kind of throw it away if it's bad. I know sometimes I do that, you know, where it's like I start thinking, I go down bunny holes and I'll think something negative, and I try to just toss it aside because I know that's not highest and best, you know. So I am so sorry. Here, I'm blowing my nose again. No fun. Whether one be fearful or fearless, foolish or wise, troubled or serene, within that soul lies the cause of its own state or states, and never without. And now I seem to hear a chorus of voices exclaim, but do you really mean to say that outward circumstances do not affect our minds? I do not say that, but it is this, and to know to be infallible truth, that circumstances can only affect you insofar as you allow them to do so. That deserves repeating. Circumstances can only affect you insofar as you allow them to do so. If you are swayed by circumstances, it's because you have not a right understanding of nature and use of power of thought. This is so magical here, and I know we perhaps have discussed this before, but this is a rubber meets the road principle, because it's not really your extraneous circumstances. It's how you respond, react. You know, yes, you can be sad, you're human, but the quicker you move forward and look for the solutions and get the help you need to accomplish it, that's what's going to really take you to the next level. So you believe, and upon this little word belief hang all of our sorrows and joys, that outward things have the power to make or mar your life. By doing so, you submit those outward things and confess that you are their slave and that they are your unconditional master. By doing so, and you vest in them a power which they do not of themselves possess, and you succumb in reality to mere circumstances, but to the gloom or gladness, the fear or hope, the strength and weakness which your thought's sphere has thrown around them. I knew two men who at an early age lost the hard-earned savings of years. One was very deeply troubled and gave away to chagrin, worry, and despondency. The other, on reading his morning paper that the bank which his money was deposited had hopelessly failed and that he had lost all, quietly and firmly remarked, well, it's gone, and trouble and worry won't bring it back, but hard work will. He went to work with renewed vigor and rapidly became prosperous. While the former man, continuing to mourn the loss of his money and to grumble about his bad luck, remained the sport and tool of adverse circumstances, in reality of his own weak and slavish thoughts. The loss of money was a curse to the one because he clothed the event with dark and dreary thoughts. It was a blessing to the other because he threw around it thoughts of strength, of hope, and renewed endeavor. If circumstances had the power to bless or harm, they would bless or harm all men alike. But the fact that the same circumstances will be alike good and bad to different souls proves that good or bad does not exist in the circumstances, but only in the mind of which encounters it. This is awesome. This is so powerful. And we've discussed this stuff before, but again, this is just building a really strong subconscious, superconscious mind. This is going ahead and making all those neural connections, just be able to live this. You keep hearing stuff like this that, you know what, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens to you, it's your thoughts, your attitudes, your plans that you move forward from. So it says, When you begin to realize this, you will begin to control your thoughts, to regulate and to discipline your mind, and rebuild the inward temple of your soul, eliminating all useless and superfluous material and incorporating into your being thoughts alone of joy and serenity, of strength and life, of compassion and love, of beauty and immortality. And as you do this, you will become more joyful and serene, more strong and healthy, more compassionate and loving, and beautiful with the beauty of immortality. As we clothe events with the drapery of our own thoughts, so likewise do we clothe the objects visible to the world around us. And where one sees harmony and beauty, another sees revolting ugliness. An enthusiastic naturalist was one day roaming around the country lanes in pursuit of his hobby. During his rambles, he came upon a pool of brackish water near a farmyard. Huh. All right. What did he do? He proceeded. This is really long. We're not even in our next one yet. Doot-doot-doot-doot. I'm just trying to see where we're going to get to the next one. This is really very a powerful teaching today. And bring in all the healing joy, rest again, cure thyself. If thou wouldst wake the world out of this dream of death and darkening strife, bring it to love and peace and light brightness of immortal life, wake thou thyself. Exactly. Awaken. Awaken to your own empowerment here. And don't let anyone tell you can't do something. Here's something interesting. If you're one of those who are praying for and looking forward to a happier world beyond the grave, here's a message of gladness for you. You may enter and realize that happy world now. It fills the whole universe, and it's within you, waiting to find, acknowledge, and possess, said one who knew the inner laws of being. When men shall say, lo here or lo there, go not after them, the kingdom of God is within you. When you have to do is believe this, simply believe it with a mind unshadowed by doubt, and then meditate it upon till you understand it. You will begin to purify and build your inner world as you proceed, passing from revelation to revelation, from realization to realization. You will discover utter powerlessness of outward things besides the magic potency of a self-governed soul. If thou would right the world and banish all its evils and woes, make its wild places bloom and drear deserts blossom as the rose, then right thyself. It's all inside of you. You could do this. You could absolutely do this. You are a supreme being. God created us a little lower than the angels. We are magnificently created. We have this mind that we only use a certain percentage of. I'm going to try and not have my mind not let me be so darn congested the rest of the day. But, there is a mind reality out there. And if you could tap into, by doing these things constantly, you will get into different planes of reality in this multidimensional universe of your mind. We only have another minute or so. So trust your instincts. Go ahead. Find grace through trust of God. You will get what you need. Surrender. Today's big thing is surrender. And just find yourself going in and surrendering to the your creator, infinite intelligence. I believe it's Isaac and Jacob. And go live today with passion, but not with too much pleasure. Don't let your pleasures make you a prisoner. And we're going to decode more stuff. So desire and will is going to attract what you want. So keep your promises of your life and your passion in a good, positive place, and you will create your ideal life. And awaken yourself to empowerment. Be empowered. Be authentic. And thank you for joining me today. This is Carol Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. We'll be back here tomorrow sometime.